Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are taking a pause here to talk with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn, and you can reach her at 963-0842. Again, a reminder, a quick starter project that we have rolling for Tell Me Your Story to support this radio program. Go to the website, RichardDugan.com. You can click on the link. It'll take you straight there, or you can watch the video as well, or just go to Kickstarter.com and search for Tell Me Your Story. You'll find it and find all the wonderful aspects of it. Program's going to be here regardless, but any support that you can give, we are greatly appreciative of. And we're also greatly appreciative of the support that Beth McDonald gives us here on the program as she helps us to bring you not just content, but informative, educational, but also, I think, entertaining as well. And sometimes when we look into the skies, Beth, we are somewhat entertained by whether it be the full moon, the new moon, eclipses, solar or lunar, whatever the case might be. And it's just, it's really very interesting to, have at these kinds of things. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have happened, are in process of happening, and again, maybe reiterate how to best, shall we say, view them.
And participate.
Ah, participation is good.
How to best view and participate, and how to know when to do which. You know, because that's kind of essential, that kind of assessment, especially this time of year when astrologically we are being compelled to swim in the deeper waters of the pool, you know, as the summer draws to a close, as it turns to the fall at the autumnal equinox, and then we had the Jewish high holidays, which are so much about peacemaking and atonement and forgiveness. And we're in the sign of Libra, which is, you know, a lot of the same definitions. And then on and what I failed to mention last weekend, Mercury went retrograde. Now, Mercury retrograde is very much a time where you slow down, you observe, you listen, and you use it as a time to connect in deeper ways with your God and your fellow man and the better parts of your own nature.
Well, I think that one of the things that, again, keeps us on track is doing that. I remember when we first started doing the series of programs or segments, you know, when you would mention Mercury in retrograde, I would venture that for most people, a shudder went up their spines because, oh no, disaster is on its way. And we looked at that from a whole different perspective, and that is to be a little more observant, more introspective in terms of your role and what's happening and so forth. And I think that, for me, that's made a huge difference. I don't look at it as an omen of ill will anymore. Not that I really focused on it that much, but nonetheless, I'm thinking that it probably has helped a number of people to, you know, I don't even want to say get through these times, but it's just this. These are just the cycles.
Yeah, this is something that happens every year. It happens a number of times a year, and one of the key themes I think of your show is empowerment, and what is the definition of empowerment? Well, there are several. But one of them is feeling more emboldened and empowered in your life, feeling like less of a victim in your life, less like things are being done to you, and giving you more of the tools spiritually, intellectually, psychologically, emotionally, to be able to be present with the people and events in your life that affect your life, so that you can find a better place to stand, so that you can find more better feeling thoughts, you know, so that you can feel happier and more alive and more present with the obligatory things that are going to happen on this planet, you know. It's tricky, but that's one of the things I love about this show, is that we're helping people to look at things a little differently so that they can feel better and make better choices that help them feel even better.
And that's a real key. And in these, you know, you hear the phrase, these uncertain times. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter what time in history you've ever lived.
Absolutely.
They're always uncertain because we don't know what tomorrow holds, let alone the next hour.
Right.
And if we can face each minute with the different perspective that, you know, and of course we've I've had guests, we've talked about, for example, death and dying, and how if you can go into the transitional phase without all that angst and stuff, there's, you know, supposedly if you do, you've got some other things you've got to work out later on. Well, if you can start this practice ahead of time, so much the better at that particular moment, but even moment to moment, because in a manner of speaking, we die and are reborn, you know, every moment. We change, we're evolving in that context.
And that is the tone, astrologically, of this time of year. Mercury went retrograde in the early degrees of Scorpio, which is the planet that rules transformation and death and loss. And the concept of any kind of death or loss is, or can be, more of a phoenix from the ashes. Mm-hmm. It's a situation or experience where something is being stripped away and let go of so that something better can arise. Something blooms from the ashes. Something rises from the ashes. And it's always something better than the thing that we lost or the thing that we let go of. It's really about the cyclical nature of life. We just simply do not have the option to be dormant or stagnant for very long. It's just not the nature of this world.
And I've even found when events in my life tend to lean in that particular direction, I know that a change of some sort is coming to stir the waters once again, to generate change and so forth. So there's almost the desire to want to keep things moving so as not to be surprised all of the sudden.
And to feel more in tune with it.
Yeah.
I was talking with a client yesterday about how if you participate in certain ways in your life, it buys you a lot of grace. I used to have a friend who used to call it right living. You know, if you simply choose to live your life a certain way, you can't always ward off the bad things or the challenging things, but you can mitigate their influence. And that's, you know, you can buy yourself some grace by choosing to do good in the world, you know. And and not all our intentions are what, you know, the universe would have us do. Sometimes you really have to listen and do what's put in front of you.
Yeah.
I love how Marianne Williamson talks about this in terms of your ministry as your Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people in your family, the people in your neighborhood, the people on your Christmas list, you know, the people that would be notified in the event of your funeral. You know, it's like the people in your immediate world are the people you have the most ministerial effect on and impact on. And most of us don't see that or reject that. And it's like, no, you bloom where you planted and you be a good citizen in those communities and circles.
Yeah, I remember as a kid growing up, and I used to hear all of the woes of the world. And of course, you know, you talk about, you know, you'd hear about making a difference in the world. And when you started thinking about trying to change the world, it was too much. It was just, it was overwhelming. But when you focus just on where you are, it's not so big, you know?
Right.
It feels a little bit more manageable. And you can actually get into that and work in that direction. And working in that direction with you is Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. If you'd like to connect with her, 963-0842 is her phone number. That's 805-963-0842. She's at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, the new and improved website. She's also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and she's on LinkedIn as well, or at LinkedIn. So, Beth, we'll be back into the second half of October next week, next Sunday, talking further about these kinds of subjects. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we will be back with more here on the program. Stay tuned.